We're in Simin Tafresh Mem Hei, the halachas of the lulav. We are up to Sif Ches. We'll be doing Ches and Tes. Ches yesh lo kamin kotzim b'shidraso. If the lulav grew with thorns on the shidra itself, so the halach is it's possible because it's not hader. O shenitzmas v'nichvatz, or it got all wrinkled and shrunk. So some hold that this applies only in the middle. Others say that this applies even on the top. Now many lulavim end zigzag on the very top. Some are choshish that that is considered nichvatz. Others say that nichvatz is only like the spine itself is nichvatz. Osh, so this again is puzzle because it's a lack of hider. Oshu akum lefonov, or it is bent lefonov. Now the lushan that's used is akum kemago, like a sickle, which means that it's roundish. It's almost a crescent. So lefonov means towards it. What does that mean? Sharei shidro kegav balach atoteres puzzle. That means if you take the spine, have it facing you, it is bent as if it were a hunchback, meaning it is bent away from you. V'cheinim nekam la'achas mitzdodav, or it's bent to either side, puzzle it is puzzle, again, because it's not hader. Avalim nekam la'chorav kosher, but if you're holding it facing the spine and it is bent towards you, that means the end of the crescent is coming back towards you. The halachi is that it is kosher. Shazoi b'riyoso. That is normal for a lulav. It is normal for a palm branch to be bent that way. So it's normal to be bent up. It's not normal for it to be bent in. Siftes. Im kof of b'rosho pasul. If the top is bent over as if it were a cane, right, it's straight and then comes back down. Excuse me. Puzzle, it is puzzle. Also, because it's not hader. V'dafka kisheshidraso kfufa, says the machaber. That's only if the spine is what's bent. Aval olav kfufin, if it's only the leaves themselves that are bent, barosho, kamosha derech lios harbe lulavim, kosher, it is kosher. Now, the Rosh used to dafka take such a lulav, because he said that if it's bent over, that'll keep it from opening it up, it won't split. Whereas the Lavush brings down that if rove of the leaves are kafuf, even a little bit it is pasul, the taz is mekel. And the Shtibur says that if there's another one, you shouldn't take that. Now, what happens if a leaf is bent all the way down, where it's mamish doubled over, whether it's rove of the leaves or the tiyomis? There are some that are machmir. In fact, some are machmir even if the middle leaf is bent a little bit. The minig, however, is to be mekel. What there is another case where it's bent down and then goes up again, which is what's called, they call it a knepel, a button. And that, they say, is a kiyum of the rush, that it'll keep it from opening up, as well as it not being akum, because it not being kafuf, because it comes back up again.